With that, we are happy to hear from the Jackson County GOP chairman, Dave Leitner, who called into the show to no doubt comment on these breaking developments. Dave, thanks for your time, sir.
Thank you, Chris. I am very happy to be on.
Well, I don't know how else to see this, but bullying by the mayor, and you did invite the mayor also to this event, if I'm to understand it correctly, yes?
That is correct. I thought about doing that because we did originally some time ago during the election, some time ago with the mayor or the mayor's race, a lot of conservatives supported Mayor Lucas in his election against Jolie Justice. And unfortunately, he has kind of taken a turn. We thought he was going to be a pretty good choice for and to represent the people of Kansas City, Missouri. But what we're finding is he's a part of the cancel culture group as well. And it's just truly unfortunate because really believe that Chief Smith is doing an incredible job. And we just wanted to recognize his duties and his outstanding support of Kansas Cityans, and we're not able to do that now.
Yeah, I would guess the your counterparts, the Jackson County Democrats, probably didn't extend an awards invitation to the chief. Probably did they at their annual event?
Probably not. But again, you know, and that's of course not. But and I love that. But
if they did, I'm sure you would have commended them for doing so. But we know they won't.
Oh, of course. But no, that's not what they're about.
Yeah, and so
they just simply want to take anything they can away from what the city truly needs right now is support from the police department and from Chief Smith, who is doing an absolutely wonderful job. But again, you know, we have to do it in a nonpartisan way.
Yeah. Dave Leitner with us, the chairman of the Jackson County GOP. To me, I just tweeted this a little while ago. This episode represents in the starkest of terms why Jefferson City must never relinquish control of the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department to the government of Kansas City, Missouri, ever. They mustn't ever.
I agree. No, it's all a part of, a political machine that has controlled this city for the past 120 years, probably more. Who knows? I mean, it goes back to, easier times, I think, and I hate maybe harder times, hard to say, but how we have evolved into such a culture right now as parties are just destroying, trying to destroy each other, people and people involved, and not really understanding what it's all about. But it's the voice of the parties that are dictating, you know, what. How we should live, what we should do as citizens, and how we live, how we, you know, live our lives.
You know, this is so frustrating, and I, you know, frankly, depressing and dispiriting. But I would say that there is only law and order in Kansas City, but for the fact that Kansas City does not have to answer, the police department does not have to answer directly to this council and this mayor, because God forbid if it did, this city would probably look much, much more like Atlanta or Detroit or Philadelphia or D.C.
And that's what, and I'm afraid that's what they want.
Of course,
that's what Quentin Lucas is leading us down that road. He wants to, of course, you know, he can go out and endorse Joe Biden. He can go out and attend all these different Democratic events to raise money for the Democratic Party
in this area. Make regular appearances on MSNBC regularly.
Make all this. And you know, unfortunately, I don't watch MSNBC, but you know it, and I should, because I need to find out what he's representing. I mean, if we want support, if he wants our support and be a mayor for all, which he claims to be, then he needs to reach out.
Well, look,
he needs to do things that are open. If he wants to be bipartisan, he's not showing it.
He did something really clever. I mean, in this city, you have to do something really clever, and that is if you can fool. And I'm sorry to say that I'm sure that I probably, if I were in town and able to vote as a resident of Kansas City at the time, I probably would have done it too. So please don't take this as an insult. But if you're Quentin Lucas, a man of color who's able to draw a sizable kind of loyal base because you're of color, and you're able to fool conservatives that you're not a radical progressive in an era where most are on the Democrat side, then you make enough conservatives comfortable, you can see a path to victory. It's strategic, and it was quite brilliant. But then the mask comes off.
It was.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you know, quite frankly, I've met Mayor Lucas a number of times. And even when he was campaigning, I happened to see him down at the River Market area making commercials. And I'm in that business. And so I went up and I said, hey, what are you guys doing? And he goes, and then I had met him once before and I recognized him and we talked and everything was good. And he was just very, very friendly. And I thought this guy might be okay. This guy might be okay.
Yep.
And so when I had the choice, of course, voting, I voted for him.
Yeah.
What does that say now? I mean, I'm aghast. I can't believe that he is trying to disrupt anything such as an award to recognize the, and you know, we're talking about a large group of people in the GOP in the Jackson County.
Yes.
And those are voters. Those are people that would maybe continue to vote for him. But boy, after this, I just can't see it. In fact, I know that there's going to be a lot of people that tend to rally against him. And why would somebody want that? I mean, if you're in a nonpartisan position, such as mayor, I mean, we claim to be it's nonpartisan. It's not.
You can
it never has been.
I guess we can assume this is a tee up for something else. I guess that's what we can assume.
Of
He's
course.
Starting to earn his stripes and his bona fides for the
yes,
future.
And
yeah.
if he decides to run for U.S. Senate, boy, is he going to have? He's going to be. I'm sorry. I am so sorry. We are going to come out with a vengeance.
Dave Leitner.
If he does something like this, I swear, I'm voicing my opinion. But the thing is, you know, I like him.
Yep.
I've liked when I've talked to him. He's been very friendly. But something like this is just totally uncalled for.
I got to run.
The award be.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
All right.
I appreciate your time and your call, Dave. I really do. Thank you. I'm sorry this happened.
Hey, thank you.
That's Dave Leitner, the Jackson County GOP chair.